Hello, fellow Beetle Weirdos. I am P3Z Nuts. Today I present a special, never-before-heard episode of the Untitled Beatles podcast, from the impressive vaults at our Migsfield HQ in Chicago. In the fall of 2022, whilst experiencing a decades-long midlife crisis, TJ purchased a limited-edition boxed crate of 80 remastered Paul McCartney 45s. The only other mildly sane person with whom the wonders of this set could be shared is, of course, Tony. So the Gab 2 spent a hilariously full afternoon crate digging through Macca's singles legacy. Unbeknownst to them, I was rolling tape all day. Maxell High Bias, baby. And much like Paul Muldoon, who literally stole all of his bits from me, I'll be poetically leading this improvised journey over however the hell long it takes to get through the crate. And now, based on your suggestion of Give Ireland Back to the Irish, we now take you deep into TJ's musical lair.
Alright, this is, what is this? Macca box set at TJ's. 3, 2, 1.
Untitled Beatles Podcast.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard our In Sync. Our slate, In Sync.
Yeah, here's In Sync with 2001's biggest hit.
Eugenics fools, even the most basic human knows that deplorable song is from 2000, not 2001. 2001's biggest hit is obviously Hanging by a Moment, by the not at all Christian rock sounding band Lifehouse.
Well, dude, man, I'm so glad to be here. I'm staring at it. I'm staring at this beautiful McCartney Productions LTD big crate of 7 inches, the Paul McCartney, the 7-inch singles box. The dimensions, the dims, TJ.
Dims, give us the dims.
346x232x224. And it weighs 8.3 kilograms.
And you know that from your years dealing weed.
Yeah, weed so I could buy McCartney 7 inches. Hey! TJ, I noticed, so these are all numbered. They made 3,000 of these, and you've got number 1,027.
Yeah, I'm too blessed to be stressed that my box 1027 has the Liverpool Oratorio EP test pressing. The one.
Which,
by the way, I've not heard it yet. I've listened to probably 60% of the single. I've heard all of them digitally, but I've made it through about 60% of the 45s thus far. I have not done the Liverpool Oratorio test pressing. I've saved that for you, Tony, so you can me weep in person for the first time.
Well, I am honored. I'm honored, and I can't wait to hear that test pressing. Who knows? Maybe it was a bad test pressing, and you'll get some new bump or some lump that you've never heard before in the song.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the accidental test pressing that says that it's Liverpool Oratorio, but is actually Junior's Farm, Please, or Take It Away, or Only Love Remains, or With
Great.
Little Luck, or My Brave Face. Oh my God, there were any other track. I would have been thrilled with Home Tonight. I really would have.
That would be amazing if it's a different song. That'd be like those, like the Al Leiter rookie card for Tops. That was actually a picture. It wasn't Al Leiter. It was a picture of Steve somebody or other.
Steve, young Steve Harvey. Yeah. Or Steve Carlton, more likely.
Topps Baseball Cards, now a fully owned subsidiary of those greedy bastards at Fanatics.com, produced an Al Leiter 1988 rookie card with a photo of, wait for it, Steve George, no relation to Phyllis. Also, sadly, Phyllis George, she gone.
The way I need to paint a picture of this right now, you are standing.
Well, yeah.
I am seated on a stool by a keyboard.
Yeah.
And it feels like we're about to do a duet of Islands in the Stream. I can't explain it. like I feel like.
No, you're right. There is this karaoke vibe happening right now. You must be seated in order to sing. That's where you know yourself that
what
well.
I do.
And I'm standing because I want to take focus. As we perform to your Beatles American discography poster.
the Complete Your Collection Capitol poster that inspires me every day.
That's really cool. Well, man, should we crack into this thing?
Yeah, let's open this. I can't wait to see this for the first time.
Yeah, man. Am I doing it? I'll do it.
Yeah, because I've done it before. I want you to see how this looks.
Here, the ASMR. Here, lifting the lid.
Oh, we should say we washed hands before we did this.
Yeah, that was a good suggestion, TJ. Yeah. We washed hands. Didn't wash this microphone. No. I was performing in Chile last night, so not the country, the food. I gotta wash my hands. Now listen to that. That is a box set crate opening, and that's nice. They've got some. I didn't mean to hand that to you.
No, sure.
But yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's got it all stenciled out in that stencil font. I believe this font is called Stencil.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, let's take a trip now to Font Lover's Corner.
Welcome to Font Lover's Corner. Today's font in question.
I believe this font is called Stencil.
Thank you for visiting Font Lover's Corner.
Fonts, love those fonts.
No, that's great, and it's padded on the inside too, so it protects the tops here.
There were two more pads that came with it for travel, but I kept them, but I don't have them in the box. It's easier to access the 45s without them there. If when I move, I will put them in there.
Wow,
and
man.
That starts at the beginning.
Yeah, chronological. So they put them in chronological. That's nice, right?
And it's interesting. For some reason, a lot of them immediately, the first side you pull out is the B side on a lot of them. So I've been, which is kind of kinky. It's a little weird, but I have been making them proper with the A sides after I listen and put them back.
Well, that's really cool.
They're beautiful. What do you think of the heavy paper stock? They're all that stock.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice, man. Well, yeah, you know, you're kicking out some heavy bread for this, so yeah. Wait, okay, so because I just pulled out the Too Many People Uncle Albert mono single, and I was that my reaction there was that there was no cover.
Right.
But this is a fantasy single, one of many fantasy singles that appear in this collection.
Right. That was when that was a single in the States, that was of course a stereo version, this mono promotional version. Was only issued, I think, as a promo.
Well, shall we pull out the turntable and... Yeah, should we listen to some of these?
Tony, let's listen to these, but first, take a look at the book for a second here.
Yeah,
The book is really well done. ASMR, open the book. Dirty.
Did I harm it? Should we not do that? This is a great book. Okay, cool. So you get a lot of the album artwork. Same artwork, I take it?
Yes.
You get credits. That's what's great.
And chart details. Well, it gives you the UK and US chart credits.
So you can see that Let Me Roll It, the engineer Jeff Emmerich assisted with Monday Oki, the Oki from
Muskogee.
And I'm proud to be an Oki from Muskogee. Place where even squares can have a ball.
Skokie, that's no jokey. Hashtag Bobby Cook.
This is great. And then, of course, okay, great. And you get some forwards and stuff like that, too, right? And
the Rob Sheffield forward is in equal measure, excuse me, not forward. McCartney wrote the forward. The Rob Sheffield article on it is beautiful and audacious. There's a crazy thing in here I'm going to read to you.
McCartney 2, like so many of his albums, took years to get appreciated. Waterfalls was a wise ballad with very 1980 sounding synth strings, warning, don't go jumping waterfalls. Years later, the R&B trio TLC had one of the 90s biggest and best number one hits with their own Waterfalls, featuring a familiar hook.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
Like,
You won't let that one go. I've read that before.
Let that go. It's so funny.
But the fan fave turned out to be the temporary secretary, a 12-inch with Secret Friend on the B-side. This version here is the first 7-inch release for the single, with a previously unheard 7-inch edit for Secret Friend.
Should we just start there?
Please.
Yeah, let's do that.
Man. Let's put on Temporary Secretary. Man.
I haven't played that one yet. This will be the first time.
All right, man. Is this the is this kind of the Parlophone label they used back then?
Yep. This would be the kind of silver and black from the 80s. And in fact, the Parlophone issues of the Beatles albums that I have are all that silver and black because those are the ones I got, the 80s imports.
Well, that's cool, man. We're going to spin some black circles now. Yeah, that was awesome, man.
But we were just having lunch, and like I mentioned, what these sound like 45s. Like they're mixed for 45s.
Yeah. Yeah, they're totally like mixed and mastered for 45, so you can hear. Yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever all these grooves can do for you. Yep. That's who I am. Freedom Rock.
Freedom Rock, turn it up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
Talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom.
Well, turn it up, man.
Well, a little aggro on that. Hey, man, what are you listening to? Freedom Rock, man. Well, turn it up, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
Like, oh, shit. We got dark here. I like Secret Friend.
I do too.
This is such like a clubby, like I feel like I'm on drugs with this music.
We'll turn it up, man.
This is the unique edit then.
Is it okay? Because originally this was a 12-inch, right? So does that mean it's a shorter? It's shorter, right?
Yeah, I think they found it in the vaults. Yeah, so per the book, this single edit of Secret Friend was found in the MPL archive, released here on 7-inch for the first time.
That's cool, man. And that is a fade out. That is a fade out. I loved that 45,
that was great.
Man.
Doesn't it sound great?
It does. Yeah, it really does, man. I like that. All right.
You need to pick the next one.
You
need to do the hand pick.
All right.
Here, I will put this one away.
Yeah, we'll put that away. That's a great one. I'm actually just pulling out. I haven't seen a lot of this artwork. So I pick up My Love and the Mess, and I love it. It's like a... You know, a drawing of a woman's face.
I think that's actually Israel, I think.
Is that right? That's really cool. I am looking for, I think you know what I'm looking for.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend. Discover another heart.
Looking for High/Sea Moon.
There you go. Which is the A side in your mind?
Yeah. It's a double A. I gotta go Sea Moon.
There you go. Breaking all kinds of rules.
It's a double A. We learned that. There's something else that was a double A recently that we were talking about, and I forgot what it was. Oh, Mull of Kintyre Girls' School is a double A.
That's right. And yeah. In the States, they went with girls' school, and it did it did nothing. Hip, hip.
Hip, hip. Canada. I think it did well in Canada.
Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Hip, hip.
Hot beauty, go.
playing the A side, the double A side. We're actually, we're not playing the A side, we're playing the double A side.
Which looks like a B side. Because it's a B side.
Indeed, the 7-incher to which TJ and Tony, and through the magic of technology, all of you, are about to listen, is a nifty reproduction of the original Belgium 45. The powerful rocker, Hi Hi Hi, features the traditional unsliced green apple label, usually denoting an A side. However, the Tony favorite, Sea Moon, has the sliced white apple label most associated with B-sides. What's it all about? That and more, next week, right now.
Check it out.
Favorite part. Here's my favorite part. Here's my favorite part.
The intro should have been in.
Oh, bah, 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 bah.
Shh, shh. Sea Moon. Sea Moon. Sea Moon. Is she? Sea Moon. Sea Moon. Sea Moon.
How is it different? Thank you, L7. He loves. See, he was ahead of the whole Seattle rock thing. He knew. He's the Nostradamus of grunge.
Ham it up, Paul.
What's this time signature? I love it. It's so odd.
That Brubeck ripped him off.
Yeah, Brubeck. You didn't discover grunge.
Here we are now. Entertainer. I'm stupid.
Great debate. Did Brubeck or Dick Clark discover grunge?
Right. They're the Chris Columbuses of grunge.
The guy who directed Home Alone.
Meanwhile, later that same day.
It never ends.
It's fading out. Oh, no, it's not fading out.
Hand clap sex, yeah. Holmes.
I mean, it's just...
This is Eleanor's dream. I know.
I can hear it all day, every day. Why are you turning it down, man? Keep it going. It has another.
Turn it up.
Well, turn it up, man.
All right, you want to do the honors?
Yes,
of
yes.
Flipping
let me
sides?
Flip the. Let me flip it.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's when yet. It's your primitive, it's when yet. You got a big...
All right, now we're going to listen to the B-side, Hi, Hi, Hi.
Arguably the A-side, but you know.
Now, this is not my favorite Wings song. This is on the bottom of my Wings list.
It's got two tempos. I like this. I like the groove.
It's a shuffle. All right, all right. Yeah.
But it's Elephant's Memory, dude. Minus the sack. Add a sax. Great though.
Yeah. No, I don't dislike this song now that I'm hearing it again.
We're gonna get high, high, high. The night is young. Chewing my fucking little mama, gonna rock it every morning just because. We're gonna get high, high, high. We're going to get
That's always fun, that key change thing.
Here's where it gets tempo fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. He removed the swish.
Organ bit?
Now we're rocking. No, meaning like, we're not swishing our butts anymore. Now we're rocking back and forth.
rock rave up at the end.
Yeah.
It's great.
It does. It turns into like, yeah, people getting flipped around in the air and stuff.
Okay. My turn for one.
Your turn, man. But yeah, like you were saying, those these 45s, they sound just louder and more powerful. Maybe there's more to the gut, you know, in this format mastered for vinyl. What are you thinking about? Well, you're putting it back. Let's see what TJ's thinking about.
Okay.
Stop.
Here's one I played. A lot of them have been great. This one changed my opinion on a song. It elevated it. And I forgot how great the B-side was.
Okay. I'm curious. We're getting into the 80s, I think. Maybe even the early 90s here.
Do you want to hear it or do you want to see it?
Yeah, let's see it. I want to see it because I want to see these covers. That's like, oh, right. Hope of Deliverance. Yes, you were just actually, didn't you make a comment recently?
I did, man.
No, the Steve Hoffman world, right?
I got pretty excited. I activated the account because, yeah, this sounds, I mean, again, basically the comment I put, obviously everyone's following me on the Steve Hoffman website. the comment I wrote was, I mean, I have the UK 45 of this. In fact, I've got all the old 45s are out.
Oh, yeah.
But I've only played it maybe a couple times. I mean, I've heard this on Off the Ground and, you know, like I love the Paul's Live version, but hearing the 45 of this, it hit, it slaps, it just sounds so active, and it's a great B-side. So I present to you, when everybody else is super into Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and I'm extolling the virtues of the Off the Ground record, this is Hope and Deliverance, y'all.
I will always be hoping, hoping you will always. Your hand, when it will be right, I don't know what it will be like. I don't know. We live in hope of deliverance.
No, I remember hearing this on my, when I listened digitally and being, because like you said, I was really into 90s Nirvana, etc. And hearing this, I was like, oh, man, what's this one? Like, I don't remember this one. And I remember being like, I like the songwriting on this. I like the songwriting. Maybe not that solo.
You see what he's trying to do with this, though. In any other era, this would have been a smash hit.
Yeah, maybe, right?
Yeah, it's great too. It ends with a zither.
Remember when he married Zither? Kind of a dark time. Here's your zither. Now, is that a zither, TJ, or an auto harp?
What's the other word for auto harp? Say it. What kind of harp are you? First of all, stop harping on me. Yeah, okay, so here's the B-side of this, and I remember this one in real time, and this is a great underrated B-side here.
I'm starting to think that I think he was making his, he was doing his thing, but in 92, people just weren't about his trip. I think it was just, his trip was part of some other time, in 92 it was this other thing.
I'm all alone, said she, no one to phone, no one to touch me. On the way, said the man in long leather coat. As he started his car.
Long leather coat.
I'm glad you came, said she. You got my note, you understood it. He smiled as he hung up his long leather coat on the back of the door. Stop, baby.
Nobody's ever hit more hooks in the history of songwriting. Every song's got a hook, except Spies Like Us. More of that later.
Maybe. It's kind of a fun solo, like underwater guitar solo sound.
this flange kind of thing.
I never saw this lineup live. They didn't play Chicago in 93. The closest they played was Milwaukee, and then they played Ames.
Yeah, my aunt was at that Ames show, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember she was, like, floored by it. Yeah, that's right, he played Ames.
Yeah.
No Chicago.
No, well, because he played Chicago twice, and once in December 89, and then again in July of 90. Soldier Field.
That was 4 years. Or three, I guess.
No, one, 89 and 90.
Oh. But on this tour, this is like 93.
Yeah.
So three years.
He kind of bypassed a lot of the cities he went to.
Interesting.
That's a great, that's just a fun, like, will I listen to that tune a ton? No, but hearing it, there's a lot of just walking through the set, Tony, and I did the digital, I streamed it chronologically. This one I've been jumping around a bit.
Cool.
You know, I say this a lot about Paul, but his B-sides would be a lot of other artists' greatest songs.
Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah, he knows what, Paul knows the value of the B-side. That it's not just like something, it's not a throwaway. It's like another opportunity for you to discover something as the Beatles did, because they would often play B-sides instead of the hit side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you get some of the obscure Beatles covers.
Mr. Moonlight.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to tune in again, as Tony and TJ make their way through approximately 77 more very expensive Macca 45s, and one quite depressing Liverpool Oratorio test pressing.
And the nights they don't come my way, oh, I pray and pray more each day, cause we love you.
P3Z Nuts. Try and edit that one out, you American human wankers.
Untitled Beatles Podcast. Like and subscribe.
Load up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, self-assured. Oh, I know a dirty word. Yeah!